Let us pray. Compassionate God, Mother and Father of us all, you call us here today and remind us in your Son's words to not worry. You call us to live our lives in joyous thanksgiving for the gift of today. Guide our hearts and minds this day that we might hear that message anew, that we are a new creation each day, called to live into your grace. We offer this and all our prayers in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So happy almost Thanksgiving, right? Thank you. Tough crowd. Happy Thanksgiving. There you go. Just needed to be warmed up. It's getting a little cool out there these days. But it's not Thanksgiving yet, is it? It's the day before Thanksgiving. That's why I didn't really say it much up until this point. So it's on a day like today that we're called to remember those things that we're thankful for, so that when we get to the supper or dinner table tomorrow, we'll have a good long list. We're thankful for our health when we have it. We're thankful for home. We're thankful for those lucky enough to call family. And we are thankful for those people that we trust to call friends. We're thankful for the communities that we live in. And we're thankful for the church in which we worship. And since today is the day before Thanksgiving, it's a great day to talk about those things. And yet, today's gospel reading hits some of us very close to home. We're thankful for the things that we get to eat, the things that we drink, and the clothes that we can wear. And we've worked very hard to ensure that our lives have those things. Here in the Gospel of Matthew, Christ is telling us not to worry about those things. He compares us first to the birds who neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. He says that God feeds them and cares for them, and they're just birds. How much more God will care for you? He then likens us to the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin, and yet look at how beautifully they are clothed. Do not worry, Christ says. And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your lifespan? A single hour. How precious is a single hour in the grand scheme of our lives? Let's say that we're gifted to walk this earth for 100 years. Does anybody know how many hours that is? Off the top of your head, right now. A guess, a round number. A lot. 24, no. I did the math this morning. 876,000 hours in 100 years. 876,000 hours. That's a lot of hours. And if we were able to worry our way into just one more hour, it would still only be 876,001. And when we think about our lives, we can see an hour quickly pass. We can see an hour spent having fun in our lives. We can even think of many hours that we thought would never end. Hopefully not this one. So what difference does a single hour make when we look back on our lives? Maybe Jesus is right. Maybe worrying about these things isn't worth all the stress in the long run. But before we wholeheartedly agree with our Lord and Savior, I want to tell you a few stories about a very special hour in my life. 3 years and 2 months ago, my twins, Amy and Jacob, were born. We'd gone in for a routine check,
And the doctor informed us that the babies were coming that day, and because of complications, it had to be a C-section. So, surprise. Fast forward to the operating room. I was sitting right there with Natalie, who though she couldn't feel anything, was fully aware and with me in that moment, just waiting. We heard a cry. Jacob was born, and we were over the moon. A healthy baby, breathing deep of this new world. And then we waited. And we waited. And we waited. We were waiting for them to take Amy out. We were waiting for her cry to let us know that she was okay. Now, it sounds like I'm describing an hour here, but it was actually only a total of about 3 minutes. Finally, after what seemed like an eternity that I had grown very old in, we heard her little voice. And we both breathed and cried and held each other. But that's still not the hour I'm talking about. Fast forward again. Natalie had to wait in a room while the medications wore off because she couldn't walk. So she was alone in another room, and that left me alone in a room with two newborns. For an hour. In that hour that passed both too quickly and beautifully slowly, I held them. I made lifelong promises to them. They cried and yelled at me and cuddled in close. What an amazing hour. What an amazing time I spent doing nothing but being present with those two brand new people. Now, I want you to close your eyes. Just take a minute and close your eyes. I'm all the way over here. I can't get to you. Close your eyes. Think of a single hour in your life in which you were totally present for every moment of it. You weren't looking forward at what might be. You weren't looking back, mourning the loss of what was, or perhaps celebrating it. You were just there. Maybe it was your wedding day, preparing to make that long walk down the aisle. Or maybe you were standing there, staring at the doors, willing them to open. Maybe it was your first day of school, high school, or university. Every step you took was like climbing a mountain. But you weren't worried about making it to the top or falling down. You were just concerned about putting one foot in front of the other. Or maybe the hour that you're thinking of is the last one you spent with someone you loved and lost. Maybe you talked. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you held their hand and you felt them squeeze yours one last time. Or maybe it's that perfect sunset, or that walk in the rain. Maybe it's that hour you spent staring into your newborn's eyes, knowing that life before and after didn't matter nearly as much as you holding that child right then in that moment. Open your eyes. Christ says, do not worry. Do not worry about what you'll eat or drink or wear. Do not worry about tomorrow, he says. I don't think he's telling us in this reading to ignore care of ourselves or others. I don't think he's telling us to quit our jobs because God will provide. What Christ perhaps is doing is reminding us that we can't live our lives in what might be. That no amount of worrying will change the fact that tomorrow will come, the sun will rise, and the sun will set. What he is saying is take the time to see the birds as they fly. Stop from time to time and admire the beauty of the flowers. Live into the moment, because each moment is a gift and a blessing that we should be thankful for. And now we're back to giving thanks. Not giving thanks for the sun or the rain that's going to come tomorrow. Not giving thanks for how great a day next Thursday will have been. But giving thanks for this moment, for this hour, for this day. We are reminded here that small and insignificant as 1 hour might be in the grand span of our lives, there are single hours that change the course of who we are and who we will become. Take stock, if you can, of the single hours that brought you to this place. Hold them close, those memories of joy, those memories of sorrow. As Christ says, worrying can't extend our time here on earth, but truly living into each moment can make the time most blessed. I'm thankful for the hour of worship that we have each week. I'm thankful for the hour I spent getting to know my kids on that first day. For so many hours, I am thankful. Because without every single one, I simply would not be as I am today. Let us be thankful for the hours that brought us here. Amen. And now, as we dwell on what brought us here and what sends us out, let us turn to More Voices, number 126, and sing together, Are You a Shepherd, number 126.